Capital Insider is sponsored by the State Chamber of Oklahoma.
This is Capital Insider, your weekly look inside Oklahoma politics, policy, and government. I'm Nick Pryor with eCapital News Director Sean Ashley. Sean, legislators took some time off for spring break, but when they return, they will hear bills from the opposite chamber. How does that work? And what's their next deadline for action?
Well, the House sent just over 430 measures to the Senate, and the Senate sent 450 plus measures over to the House. Now, these are being assigned to committees that will decide whether they will proceed forward, whether they'll be amended, or exactly what will happen to the bills. It's very much where we were at the start of the legislative session. Lawmakers have until April 8th, except for those bills assigned to the House Appropriations and Budget Committee, to hear those measures in those committees. The deadline for bills assigned to House Appropriations and Budget is April 16th.
10 weeks remain in this year's legislative session before sine die adjournment must happen in late May. Now, up to this time in a legislative session, there's a lot of process and theater. When does it really get serious for legislators to act on bills that they're most interested in considering?
Really, it seems to happen during that last month. The deadline for measures to be heard on the opposite chamber floor after being heard in a committee of the opposite chamber is April 22nd. Then any differences in a single bill have to be reconciled, or a way forward to combine similar bills into a single piece of legislation has to be achieved. And that's when they really begin talking about how to resolve these matters and ultimately end the legislative session.
Even in a shortened week, legislators found time to approve two resolutions on states' rights. They both take issue with two proposed federal laws.
That's right. The House adopted House Resolution 1009 and 1010. Now, House Resolution 1009 deals with the For the People Act of 2021, which is federal legislation that changes election procedures. The House says this violates the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution because it encroaches on election laws normally left to the state, specifically voter registration and congressional redistricting. In the case of House Resolution 1010, it addresses the Bipartisan Background Checks Act of 2021, another proposed piece of federal legislation which would expand and strengthen background check requirements for firearm purchases. The House said it violates the 10th Amendment, encroaching on states' rights, as well as the 2nd, 4th, and 5th Amendments. In short, what the House really did was to declare that both of those proposed federal laws are unconstitutional.
We haven't heard much about the budget. What's the status of budget negotiations?
Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat said recently that House and Senate budget writers were working through the numbers. Now, what that usually means is they're deciding what one-time costs need to be subtracted from agency budgets, what are now continuing needs, and then the known cost of any new expenses, such as Medicaid expansion. The process probably became a little more complicated recently when both the House and the Senate passed tax cut proposals.
Would those tax cut bills blow a hole in the budget or the budget talks?
Well, it certainly doesn't blow a hole in it in terms of the math. House Bill 2041, the individual income tax cut, would trim about $71.1 million from the fiscal year 2022 budget. House Bill 2083, the corporate income tax cut, is designed not to have a budget impact. And then Senate Bill 593 removes the sales tax on motor vehicles that was implemented in 2017. It has about $148 million impact. I think the biggest impact, you are exactly right, will be on the talks in terms of deciding whose proposal goes forward and whose doesn't.
Many bills have moved forward on roughly 80 to 18 votes in the House and 38 to 9 in the Senate, which tends to be along strict party lines. How much consensus building is going on this session?
I'm not sure you can say a lot has taken place thus far, but that's not unusual. It seems consensus building is often tied to that final period of the legislative session when lawmakers are trying to decide on the end language for their bills and to get them approved. But having said that, at the same time, we have seen some agreement on things like a data privacy proposal that has both Republican and Democratic sponsors.
All of that becomes even more important as we head into the second half of the session. Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
And that's Capital Insider. If you have questions, email us at news@kgou.org or contact us on Twitter @KGOUNews and @eCapital. You can also find us online at kgou.org and ecapital.net. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.